Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and systems sold separately.
Proceeded 3, 2, 1, ignition. Get ready for an adventure of magnificent proportion.
You've been told, but we're in a golden age. So many discoveries that are jumping off the page. Wow.
What a beautiful morning for a walk. The sun is shining, the grass is green, and the neighborhood is still quiet. Ah, what in the... And it looks like I spoke too soon.
Driveway.
Good morning, Dennis. Doing a little bird watching this morning?
What? No. Why do you ask?
Well, I just saw that you had your binoculars there and...
Oh, right. These. They're my snooping binoculars. I'm using them to snoop on Mindy and Reggie. And actually, wait. Reggie's a bird. I guess I am bird watching. Bird snooping?
I'm not so sure that's information you really want to volunteer.
Well, something's going on in that gingerbread mansion of Mindy's, and I want to know what it is. The noise kept me awake all night.
You know, come to think of it, I heard those noises too last night, and now I'm wondering the same thing. Let me see those binoculars, Dennis.
Okay, but they're not going to do you any good. She has all the curtains drawn. I can't see a thing.
Well, maybe she doesn't want you to see.
Well, I mean, that goes without saying. But I have to know, Guy. I have to know. Well,
Dennis, I'm sure that whatever Mindy and Reggie are doing in there is not nearly as exciting as you think. I mean, they could just be making sandwiches.
Making sandwiches? With hammers?
Well, don't you remember that time Mindy hammered nails into her sandwich to keep it from falling apart?
Oh, yeah. Yikes. I can see that being a huge sandwich.
Well, you can see whatever you want to see in your mind, Dennis, but until you know for sure, it's just your imagination.
Dennis? Guy Raz?
Hi, Mindy.
What are you two doing down there with those snooping binoculars?
Well, snooping, obviously. Right, Guy?
Speak for yourself, Dennis.
Oh, sure. It's unclear if Guy was or wasn't snooping. I was clearly snooping. Guy may have been birdwatching.
It's just that we heard a bunch of racket coming from your gingerbread mansion last night, and we wanted to know what you were doing in there.
Oh, well, in that case, why don't you stop snooping and come on in and see for yourself?
What? Someone's got a sheep on a shelf?
Oh, hey, Tommy. No sheep. Mindy was just telling me I should quit snooping.
Oh, well, you probably should.
But I'm really good at it.
You kids don't know nothing about snooping these days. When I was your age, we used to learn how to snoop from professional leprechauns.
What?
You heard me.
Grandma G-Force!
What?
Yay, the gang's all here! Now, if you'll all just walk on over here,
What is our mystery going to be? Robot dinosaur!
Now, Reg!
Thanks, buddy! Good morning, friends and neighbors, and welcome to Mindy's Gingerbread World!
Ooh! Mindy's Gingerbread World?
A ride. Guy, do you want to be my partner for the ride?
Who said anything about rides, Dennis?
Once you cross through these doors, you will be transported into a world of wonder and imagination. And for your safety on the ride...
Called it!
You must remain seated with your seatbelt securely fastened while keeping your hands, arms, feet, fingers, toes, legs, and belly buttons inside until the ride comes to a complete stop. Any questions?
Is there a gift shop?
Are the seats padded?
Is this ride safe?
Have any of y'all ever petted a wild monkey?
No, 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 and maybe? Now, follow me and enjoy the ride of wonder that is Fantasia.
Wow! Now, this is fancy.
Look at that!
I can't believe you and Reggie built a theme park ride in your gingerbread mansion, Mindy.
Yeah, what is it? Some sort of boat ride?
Looks to me to be an old steam-powered riverboat attached to a rail-based guidance system hidden within a narrow canal of water.
Wow, a boat ride.
Once you are in your seat, simply fasten your safety belt and pull down the lap bar. Reggie will be coming by to attach your electrodes.
What?
What are electrodes?
Electrodes are often used in psychology to measure how a person's body reacts to extreme emotion.
I'm an emotional roller coaster.
Well, not me. I've never had an extreme emotion in all my life.
Me neither.
What is happening?
What are you doing there, Pidgey?
Reggie! Careful! I'm fragile!
Excuse me?
Ow!
Everyone got their electrodes?
Hold on. What are electrodes again?
These doodads, the pigeons stuck all over us.
Oh, right. Yep, got my electrodes.
Now, please sit back, relax, and enjoy Fantasia.
Mindy? It's getting really dark in here.
Yeah, what is this? Nighttime?
Did somebody turn off my eyelids? I can't see nothing.
Mindy, is there supposed to be something to see on this ride?
Friends, you are on a boat, sailing through the ocean blue. The spray of the salty water touches your skin and cools you off as you bask in the warm sun rays. Back in the distance, you see a golden beach with sparkling sand. The water surrounding you glistens in the sunlight.
What? I don't see no sparkling sand.
Me neither. Maybe I need to put on my binoculars?
I want my money back.
Wait a second, everyone. This ride is called Fantasia.
So, what does that mean?
Well, the word Fantasia comes from Greek, and translated, it means fantasy. To imagine, to visualize, creating pictures with your mind.
Well, I don't get it.
All right, gonna dust off the old imagination here. There we go. And ready. Okay, Mandy, start saying stuff again.
On the beach, people of all ages are splashing on the shore as buoys bop in the distance and a cruise ship full of happy revelers bounces from side to side in the ocean waves.
I can see it! I can see the cruise ship! Hi, cruise ship!
Oh, and look it! They're having a cocktail party on the Lido deck.
I still can't see nothing. Give me your spectacles, boy.
Ah, leave my glasses alone, Grandma G-Force. They're not going to help you see what you're seeing. You're going to have to use your imagination. Create the pictures in your own mind.
Well, huh.
Suddenly, you see it.
What? What do I see?
A great white shark.
A great white shark? Where?
Right there!
What? In the dark?
No, G-Force, in your imagination. Your mind's eye.
My mind's eye?
With its serrated teeth, each one its own razor-sharp blade. It's been trailing you this whole time. And it's getting closer and closer and...
Look! Iceberg! Dead ahead!
Oh, no! Iceberg!
Everybody gone lost their brain biscuits except for me.
You have two choices. Jump overboard and meet that hungry shark face to face, or crash this boat into that iceberg.
Those are both horrible choices. Save me, Guy Raz. Save me!
Dennis, it's just a ride, and you're crowding into my personal space.
Oh, sorry.
The iceberg is getting closer, but so is the shark. You have a decision to make.
What? I don't know what to choose. I think we need more time.
And I think it's time for a nap.
G-Force!
And just as you are about to crash into that iceberg, the shark bites a catastrophic hole in the bottom of your boat and saves you from the crash!
Wait. Why are we cheering? Now there's a hole in the boat.
Oh, yeah.
Suddenly, the boat begins to sink.
Oh, no!
My boat!
And you know your time is just about up. The end!
No! Help!
Dennis, snap out of it! The ride is over!
Oh. Phew.
Everybody called it the Ship of Dreams, and it really was.
G-Force, wake up! Ride's over.
Well, I've had more fun riding a lawnmower, I'll tell you what.
Thank you all for joining us on the maiden voyage of Fantasia. Please be sure to take any personal belongings with you as you exit the ride. Reggie and I will be waiting at the exit to collect your electrodes.
Thanks for the nightmares, Mindy.
You're welcome. Come again?
No!
Pleasure doing business with you.
Your electrodes, please?
My what? All right, the doodads. Yeah. Ouch. Here you go. Bye-bye now.
Thank you for riding Fantasia.
Grandma G-Force, how did you enjoy your ride on Fantasia?
1 star, very bad, would not recommend.
Oof, that is not a good review.
care to elaborate, Grandma G-Force?
I couldn't see nothing. Also, the service was awful and the food was bad.
Okay, I'll write that down.
But there was no food served on the ride.
That's my point.
But wait. You said you couldn't see anything?
No, I said I couldn't see nothing.
I think that's the same thing.
Grandma G-Force, how did you feel while you were on the ride?
Well, I did feel a little itchy on account of I got this rash up here.
No, that's perfectly okay. You don't have to show us your rash.
Your love.
But could you feel anything, you know, emotionally? Could you see anything in your mind at least?
No.
So you didn't feel scared when you imagined being caught between a killer shark and an iceberg?
No, those were nothing but words.
Well, yes, but...
Guess my brain's broken.
Mindy, why are you asking these questions?
Well, I'm asking them for science, Guy Raz.
For science?
Oh, science. You two ever talk about nothing else?
Well, no.
Now, dogs. That's what you should talk about. Dogs.
Grandma G-Force, I'm wondering if maybe you might have a condition known as aphantasia.
What?
Aphantasia. It means you're not able to see things in your mind.
Huh. Well, I have been complimented on my blind imagination once or twice.
What? And you're just now telling me this?
You never asked.
Blind imagination? The inability to create visual images in your mind? Mindy, what's going on here? Oh, no.
Guy Raz, I have a confession to make. That, ride you all just went on?
Fantasia?
Yeah, so that was more of a science experiment.
What?
Did you miss the part where she and that pigeon covered us in electrodes, boy?
I thought those electrodes were part of the fun.
Science is fun! Guy Raz, Grandma G-Force, Reggie, follow me out to the laboratory of bad ideas. I've got something to show you.
Okay.
Walk, walk, walk.
After you, walk, Grandma G-Force.
What a nice young man you are. Almost makes me feel bad for peeing in your bushes.
What?
So, Guy Raz, I got the idea for this Fantasia ride science experiment from a study I recently read in the scientific journal Proceedings of the Royal Society B.
And let me guess, this was a study on aphantasia?
Bingo, Guy Raz. Aphantasia, the inability to see pictures in your mind.
Like my broken imagination.
Your imagination is not broken, Grandma G-Force. You could just have a form of neurodiversity.
What?
Neurodiversity. It's a word used to describe differences in people's brains.
Well,
Guy Raz is right, Grandma G-Force. Some of these differences might be found in people with autism or Tourette's syndrome or dyslexia or any of the other unique and individual ways that people's brains work.
So you're saying I might be an individual, huh?
Without a doubt.
So, back to my broken imagination.
Okay, again, it's not broken, but it could work differently than other people's. And that difference could be your superpower, Grandma G-Force.
Yeah.
Well, I like the sound of that. Go on.
Okay, so this team of researchers from the University of New South Wales in Australia wanted to see how people with aphantasia reacted to scary stories. You know, like being chased by a shark, falling off a cliff.
Or crashing into that no good iceberg that won't get out of the way.
Exactly.
So, these researchers invited 46 participants, you know, people who agreed to be part of the experiment, into their lab.
And I'm guessing that some of those participants had aphantasia and others did not?
You know it. Out of the 46 participants, 22 of them had aphantasia, or mind blindness, and 24 of them did not.
Huh. And let me guess, they tested these participants' reactions to the scary stories by attaching electrodes to their skin?
Yes! How did you know, Guy Raz?
Well, it sounds familiar. See, when people get really scared, they tend to sweat. And by using electrodes to measure how much a person sweats while listening to the scary stories,
the researchers were able to see how that person's body responded to a strong emotion like fear. Exactoritos! In fact, let's scan the electrodes you all wore on the ride. Scanning.
So, Mindy, Did them scientists trick the people into some hack job theme park ride too?
Well, not exactly, but they did put them in a darkened, pitch black room.
Oh, snap.
Anything for science.
Oh, hey, look! The electrodes worn by Dennis, Thomas Fingerling, and Guy Raz all showed increased levels of fear during the ride.
Interesting. And what about Grandma G-Force?
Yeah, what about G-Force?
Well, let's see here. Aha! Just as I suspected. Really, no signs of emotional response at all.
Well, that's because I ain't scared of nothing.
So, Mindy, you were saying about the dark room where these participants sat for the study?
Oh, right. So, in that darkened room, a story began to appear in words on a screen.
A scary story?
Well, not at first. See, the stories began just sort of boring. You know, things like, you are on the beach in the water.
But?
But as the stories went on, the suspense built. And as the suspense built, the skin in the room began to sweat. Well, some of the skin, that is. And the longer the stories went on, and the scarier the stories became, the more the participants were inspired to perspire. The sweat became palpable.
And then their skin juices filled up the room and they all drowned in their own sweaty armpits of despair. End of story.
What? No.
Well, then give me a better ending.
Okay, well, how about this? How about while half of the participants responded to the scary stories by sweating in fear, the other half, the half with aphantasia who could not create pictures in their mind, well, their responses were basically blank.
Nothing? No response?
Pretty much. Nada. Almost no reaction at all.
Just like your Grandma G-Force on that boring ride.
Exactly. And this suggests that the images in our imaginations might have more to do with our emotions than scientists previously thought.
But what if people could see these scary stories told through images, like photographs or illustrations? Would that be enough to cause them to sweat in fear as well?
Yeah, so these researchers wondered the same thing. So for a second experiment, they told the participants stories using scary pictures instead of words.
Huh.
Pictures like a scary snake baring its fangs.
Oh, snap!
And what did they discover?
Well, they discovered that the scary picture stories freaked everyone out equally.
Everybody stinking up the joint with their sweaty pants.
So these researchers concluded that our emotions as humans are amplified or made stronger by pictures. Both the pictures that we see in the world and the pictures that we create in our imaginations.
Huh. So we can try and think of all kinds of scary thoughts, but without our imaginations, we might not feel fear? At least not in the way we would if we could picture those thoughts in our minds?
Exactoritos. And while this study focused on fear, there are other ways that aphantasia can affect a person too.
Well, how so?
Well, for example, some people with aphantasia have reported that they don't enjoy reading fiction, you know, stories created with the imagination, without pictures. So like chapter books.
That makes sense, because when we read words, we create the pictures in our minds.
Uh-huh. And of course, there's still a lot more to learn about the different ways that aphantasia works for different people. But the researchers are hoping that what they learned from this experiment could help doctors to better diagnose or spot aphantasia in their patients in the future.
Well, time to get me to the doc. Gotta get this broken imagination fixed.
Again, Grandma G-Force, there's nothing to fix.
Yeah, if you do have aphantasia, it's just another amazing example of how different our brains and minds can be.
Mindy? Hello? Are you in here? How does this door open?
There's probably a password.
Oh, good thinking, Tommy. Let's see, cheese doodles. Nope, sassafras. Marzipan!
Dennis!
Oh, Mindy, you are in here. Listen, Tommy and I were just wondering if you have any more rides in your gingerbread mansion.
Or scary stories.
Or scary stories.
Or snacks.
Yeah, or snacks.
No, Dennis, I don't have any more rides.
Well then, let's talk updates to Fantasia the Ride.
What?
We have some new theme ideas.
Yeah, tell her about the train ride to outer space.
Quiet, I'm getting to that. Okay, Mindy, picture this.
No,
we open on a train.
A space train.
Right, a space train.
No.
In a space train station. The space conductor cries, "All aboard the space train to outer space!"
No, the ride is over!
At first, you're apprehensive, but then your courage picks up.
Wow in the World will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Back to the show.
Wow in the World.
Hi, thanks for calling Wow in the World. After the beep, get ready to record.
Hi, my name is Scarlett, and I live in Carbondale, Colorado. My wow in the world is that monk seals can go underwater for about 20 minutes without coming up for air. Isn't that bunker balls? Say hi to Reggie. Bye.
Hi, Minnie and Guy Raz. My name is Augie. I live in Omaha, Nebraska. My wow in the world is that some male ostriches can roar like a lion.
Hey, Minnie, Guy Raz. My name is Sadie. I'm 11 years old, and I live in Gilbert, Arizona. Did you know that dogs actually have 3 eyelids? Bye, love your show.
Hi, my name is Olivia. I live in Sydney, Australia, and I'm 7 years old. My wonder world is that butterflies can taste with their feet. Sadie Reggie, Grandma G-Force, and Mr. Fingerling.
I'm the fairest one of all.
Well, humph.
Bucky. Dennis.
Hi.
And da-da-da, Static Man. I love your show.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Nevin, and I'm from Scottsdale, Arizona. My wow in the world is about the Indo-Tiny spitting cobra. It's a cobra that can spit its venom up to 2 meters away from it, and if it hits you in the eyes, it'll hurt a lot, and it can cause temporary or even permanent blindness. Bye, Mindy, Guy Raz. Love your show.
Hi, I'm Isaac. I live in Salt Lake City, Utah, and my wow is some lizards have no legs, which makes them look like snakes, but they're actually just legless lizards.
Hi, my name is Lincoln. I'm 7 years old. I live in Bloomington, Indiana, and my wow in the world is that people use golden eagles to hunt foxes.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Ronan. I'm from Los Angeles, California, and I'm 9 years old. My wow is that sharks can turn their stomachs inside out so that they can get rid of all the stuff that they haven't eaten or digested. Say hi to Dennis.
Howdy.
Reggie. Oh, I forgot you. Bye.
End of messages.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to WOW in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. WOW in the World is written by Mindy Thomas and Tom Van Kalken with help from me, Guy Raz.
Our senior producer, Jed Anderson, brings our show to life with sound design and music editing, and is also in charge of wrangling Dennis, Thomas Fingerling, Reggie, and many of the other silly characters you hear.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight as our fact checker, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the WOW at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was composed and performed by 3-time Grammy nominees, The Pop-Ups. Find them at thepopups.com.
Special thanks to the rest of our team of tinkerers, including Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Kit Ballinger, Henry Moskal, and Tyler Thole.
To keep the WOWs rolling, visit us at tinkercast.com. There you can learn more about becoming an official member of the World Organization of WOWzers. Learn more about upcoming events, shop our shop, and pick up a copy of our new number one New York Times best-selling book, The How and WOW of the Human Body.
Grown-ups, you can follow WOW in the World on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at WOW in the World. And our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
And if you're a kid with a big WOW to share with us, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW for a chance to be featured at the end of our show or an upcoming episode of Two What's and a WOW.
Thanks again for listening, and until next time,
keep on WOWing!
WOW in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.